You know, my brothers and sisters, God's word will bring you victory each and every day of your life. The Bible says in Matthew 13:23, that he that receives the word and understands it will bear fruit in his life, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. So each and every Sunday, I want to give you the opportunity to receive and understand God's word by bringing you one of God's anointed teachers, preachers, ministers, or evangelists. And today, we are truly blessed to have Pastor Joseph Bennett, pastor of the Effectual Praise Apostolic Church of Palmdale, right here in the studio with a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. At this time, we're going to be prayerful for the word of God today, that God might come into our hearts and bless us with spiritual food, hallelujah, to build up the spiritual man today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord God, hallelujah, with your word today. Allow me to decrease so that you can increase, Lord, Lord. Use me just one more time, Lord God, to be a vessel that you speak through, Lord God, to feed the people off the finest of wheat, Lord God, hallelujah. Take off the blinders that we might see your word, Lord God. Take off the earplugs that we might hear it, Lord God. Take out the stony heart and put in that fleshy one, Lord Jesus, the one that's able to absorb and receive your word today, Lord Jesus. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise for it, Lord, all the glory for it, Lord, and all the honor for it, Lord Jesus, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I invite each and every one of you to get your Bibles, because you're going to need those in Jesus' name, because I want you to understand that you can read it for yourself, that I'm not making any of this stuff up. Amen. The title or the text that God is going to be, we're going to be concerned with today, we're going to be concerned with chapter 8 of the book of Romans, chapter 8. And for a text, I'm going to entitle it Changing the Rules. Amen. Changing the rules. God has been dealing with me all week about changing the rules. Amen. No matter where you are in the world listening to this program, somebody out there is trying to change the word of God. Somebody's trying to change, hallelujah, the rules. Glory be to God, to accommodate and fix and fit their own situation and circumstance. But see, God is not like that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If you're waiting for a watered down message, you came to the wrong place. Amen. If you want to hear the pure and unadulterated word of God, you're in the right place. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Does everybody have it? And we're going to be concerned with, hallelujah, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' name. Verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, no, but after the Spirit. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in who? In us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're not going to be able to fulfill anything in the flesh. Hallelujah, according to the word of God. Thank you, Lord. 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Pay careful attention here, people. For to be carnally minded is D-E-A-T-H, death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And you're wondering why the world is so fouled up today. Amen. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Verse 8, tighten your seatbelts. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Impossible, cannot happen. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care what your friend says. I don't care what your, hallelujah, your preacher says. I don't care what your pastor says. I don't care what your bishop says. If you're, hallelujah, in the flesh, you cannot please God. That's what the word of God says. But people are trying to change the rules all the time, aren't they? Watch what number 9 says. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Hold on tight. Now, if any man, that includes woman, child, boy, girl, When the Bible talks about man, he's talking about mankind. Amen. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen. You're none of God's. Thank you, Jesus. But to see, the world is trying to change the rules all the time. Everybody's a Christian today. I've never seen so many carnally minded Christian folks today. I've never seen so many in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, it's the popular thing to do. It's the end thing to do. Everybody's a Christian. Amen. But they're living, hallelujah, carnally. They're living after the flesh. They're not walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says that God is a Spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. That's why, hallelujah, glory to God, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you are none of His. You can't even worship God without the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. That is the Spirit of God. It's God in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Bless this wonderful name today. Watch what 3 says again. For what the law could not do in, hallelujah, that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That's what Jesus came to do. Hallelujah. He's not concerned about your religion. He doesn't care nothing about your religion. He didn't come for your religion. Jesus Christ came to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Through obedience in His word. Amen. Glory be to God. Why do you think the first thing He told those, hallelujah, people, hallelujah, glory to God, before He established a church, He told them, is tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You got to be endued with power from on high. What's the power from on high? It's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But so many people are Christians, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So many people think that they're serving God, but you don't have the Holy Ghost. So many people think that they're worshiping, but you don't have the Holy Ghost. You're going to a church, hallelujah, glory to God, you're thinking you're having a service, you're just having a hallelujah, a religious meeting. You're not having service. You're not worshiping God because you're not worshiping Him, hallelujah, in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. I don't care how many times, hallelujah, glory to God, the preacher opens up this thing. Hallelujah. They tiptoe all around it today. Thank you, Jesus. They're trying to change the rules. Glory be to God. Why do they do this? Because they want you to put some more money in their collection plate. Why do they do this? Because they want to drive another Mercedes Benz. Hallelujah. I want to get them another tailored Italian suit. I don't know what's going on with these people today. Hallelujah. Excusing sin. And most of these ministers know the truth. Most of these pastors know the truth. Most of these bishops know the truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But see, a lot of them are out there just doing this thing and trying to, hallelujah, have this thing be a business. But God didn't come to make this thing a business. He's the word of God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, His house shall be called the house of prayer. It's a healing station. Hallelujah. He rented the temple for the things that they're doing today, making this thing a business. Hallelujah. No souls are getting saved. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody's repenting of their sins. Nobody's being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. Nobody's getting filled with the Holy Ghost, it seems. Hallelujah. And your people, hallelujah, glory to God, that call themselves being holy, that call themselves in holiness. Hallelujah. I've never seen, hallelujah, such miserable state that the holiness church is in today. I'm not letting you off the hook either. Thank you, Jesus, because God isn't letting you off. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God says to be ye holy, for I am holy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody escapes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says in His word, paraphrasing, if I didn't spare the angels, hallelujah, what about mankind? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He kicked them out of heaven for unrighteousness. He kicked them out of heaven for trying to exalt themselves, hallelujah, above Jesus Christ. He kicked them out of heaven for trying to change the rules. So what do you think is going to happen to you? All you people that are trying to change the rules today. Glory be to God. It's not going to work for you. I tell you that right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But people are trying to change the rules all the time to fit their own circumstance, to fit their own situations. And a lot of you people are morally good people. You know that? A lot of you people just go to work and mind your own business. You love your neighbors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go to church devoutly. You're religious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? The Pharisees and the Sadducees were devout religious people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God couldn't stand them. Why? Because every time He came to them and tried to teach them something, they always tried to reject His word and interject, hallelujah, glory to God, their own rules. They always tried to change, hallelujah, their rules. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They always tried to trap Jesus Christ with the word. But you can't trap Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ is the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How are you going to trap the word with the word? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's impossible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody can outsmart God. Nobody can outmaneuver God. Nobody can outthink God. That's why God says the foolishness of Him is wiser than man. Hallelujah. He also says, hallelujah, glory to God, to let His word be true and let every man be a liar. Thank you, Jesus, because His word, hallelujah, heaven and earth shall pass away, but His word shall remain forever. Hallelujah. He's going to burn this thing up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's going to be a new earth and a new heaven, but guess what? His word is still going to stand stand supreme. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They tried to get rid of the Bibles. Hallelujah. 400 years of dark ages. Thank you, Jesus. But his word stands supreme. Hallelujah. You can't get rid of God's word no matter how you try and change the rules, people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So God is just fed up with this stuff. It stinks to the high heavens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All these people, all the things that are going on today, all this homosexuality, God hates it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God made man and he made women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says it's a sin for a man to lie with a man. It's a sin for a woman to lie with a woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's an abomination to stink to his nostrils. But you got Bruce Jenner trying to do all this cross-gender stuff. Every TV show you watch has this homosexuality and lesbianism in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God blew up a whole civilization for this nonsense. Sodom and Gomorrah, you will not find them on the map anymore. Hallelujah. All you're going to see is a pillar of salt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They keep looking for the lost city of Pompeii. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't going to find it. God blew it up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What do you think God is going to do today? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But have mercy, Lord. Have pity on us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord Jesus, for we know not what we do. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. He hates it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But all these people, oh, you got to tolerate them. Oh, you got to just let them be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Gay rights. Hallelujah. You have the right to repent. Those are the only rights you have as a gay person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. According to the word of God, you have the right to repent. You have the God-given right to repent. Because guess what? Jesus loves you. He died for you just like he died for everybody else. But you're trying to change the rules. You're trying to get yourself to be accepted by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And being contrary to his word. Because why? You're carnally minded and you're in the flesh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's never going to work that way. Glory be to God. You can try and place yourself in heaven if you want to. I feel so sad and so sorry for the people that I have to eulogize. I got to get up there and say something good about them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to say something good about them. The family feel better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because for that soul, it's over. Thank you, Jesus. That life is over for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They don't even know they're lying there. Thank you, Jesus. Their soul has gone to eternity somewhere. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And if you're carnally minded, if you're in the flesh, your destination is going to be hell. That's hell. You're going to bust hell wide open. You're going to have a rude awakening, my friend. Thank you, Jesus. But if you're spiritually minded and you're living out the Spirit and you got the Holy Ghost at work in order and you've been living this thing, hallelujah, according to the word of God, hallelujah, and you love Jesus and you're walking after, hallelujah, glory to God, his rules and after his commandments, after his ordinances, it's easy for me to eulogize you. Thank you, Jesus. I take pleasure in eulogizing you. It's a going home celebration. I've been to so many of these services say they're having a going home celebration. Well, the homeless soul is going to is hell. I said it and I'll say it again. The soul this person is going to is hell because he lived like a devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God's going to treat him like one. Hell was created for the devil and the fallen angels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because they disobeyed God and God kicked them out and they fell like lightning. But God says, because man, hallelujah. Glory to God, will not listen to his word. Because man is always trying to change the rules. Because man is after their own hearts and their own minds and their own ways. Hell is enlarging itself without measure. To accommodate, hallelujah, all the souls that are disobedient. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So don't think God's going to run out of room. Don't think there's not going to be enough room for you. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Jesus. It's like there's room for you at the cross. There's room for you in the pit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to have to decide where you want to go. You're going to have to decide, hallelujah, and choose what you want to do. Do you want to obey Jesus Christ and live? Or do you want to, hallelujah, glory to God, try and change the rules and die? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Never since such a society today. Hallelujah. Even the president of the United States, Barack Obama, I want to talk to him because he's lost his mind. I want to talk to him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. People say, well, what if he comes to your church? Let him come. Have a seat. God bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Here's the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trying to get the homosexual vote. I don't want it. If I've got to win an election, hallelujah, glory to God, by taking down the standard of holiness, I'll lose it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd rather have Jesus and be right, hallelujah, glory to God, than have the world and be wrong. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you're trying to change the world. You're trying to have your cake and eat it too. But that's changing the rules. But guess what? You can't change the rules because the final authority, the final judge is going to be Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's going to open a book. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he's going to open open a book again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If your name is not found in the book of life, you're going to hell. Thank you, Jesus. To the great white throne judgment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those of you that are going to be on the left-hand side, hallelujah. Glory to God. When God calls all this thing together, when he calls all the matter that ever lived on this earth together, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The time is going to come where every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's that time that's coming up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. After the rapture, thank you, Jesus. It's going to be the great white throne judgment, my friends. Hallelujah. And ain't nobody going to be able to change the rules then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be so in awe of the power of Jesus Christ that all you're going to be able to do is fall on your knees. Thank you, Jesus. But guess what? If you're on the left-hand side of God, all hope stops there. Hallelujah. Because you're going to be considered disobedient children. You're going to be considered ghosts. Thank you, Jesus. And your destination is going to be hell. And my Bible tells me you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All those whose names were not found in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Tossed in. You're going to have no choice. A lot of people think they're going to be, hallelujah, hiring Johnny Crockman to negotiate for you. It ain't going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be calling, hallelujah, go to God, they got called on E.F. Hutton, because when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Ain't going to happen. No way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to have the final say. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But us souls that are on the right-hand side, we're going to be glorifying God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Thank you, Jesus. The next great event that we're waiting for is the rapture. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the world is trying to change the rules. The world is telling you, ain't no such thing as the rapture. The world is telling you, hallelujah, it doesn't take all that to serve God. The world is telling you, hallelujah, glory to God, just repent of your sins, hallelujah, glory to God, and confess in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, and that's enough. No, it's not enough, hallelujah, glory to God, because how are you going to repent of your sins, hallelujah, glory to God, and not fulfill, hallelujah, glory to God, the rest of the commandment? There's two commands and there's a promise, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory be to God. The Bible commands you to repent of your sins. It commands you to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins, and then you shall receive the promise, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost, God and you, the hope of glory. That's the first thing he told us, hallelujah, glory to God, people before the church age was ushered in. It's the same today as it was then. The same Holy Ghost that fell in Azusa Street fell back on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. The same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost is falling today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God hasn't changed. Hallelujah. The very moment, the very instant that you meet the condition, God's going to come in like a flood. Hallelujah. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, my friend. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. I told you, God is a spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. If you don't speak in other tongues, the Spirit of God gives utterance. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have the evidence. Hallelujah. So you have no power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 1, they says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you shall be witnesses. Hallelujah. So you're Jehovah Witnesses. You aren't even a witness for God. You're wasting your time. Hallelujah. You're very sincere, but you're sincerely wrong. Thank you, Jesus. According to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I feel so sorry for them souls selling their Watchtower magazines. I'm watching, yes, selling their Awake magazines. Honey, I'm wide awake. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for trumpet sound. Thank you, Jesus. That's the next great event that the saints of God are waiting for. We can't wait to go home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, we're saying every day, every minute of the day, we're anticipating. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When trump sounds, glory be to God. But some people are changing the rules or trying to. Glory be to God. If they're going to be able to stop, hallelujah, glory to God, God from blowing that horn. Hallelujah. The archangel is going to blow it. Thank you, Jesus. Then you're going to be, hallelujah, saints of God, hallelujah, glory to God, are going to see Jesus as he really is. And guess what? Hallelujah. You're trying to change the rules. You talk about a change when that trump sounds. Hallelujah. This dispensation of grace is over and everything changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Life as you know it will be no more. Hallelujah. Because here comes the Antichrist ushered in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In full power. He's here now. Thank you, Jesus. But God has his hand on him right now. He's restricting him right now. Thank you, Jesus. But when it's, hallelujah, the saints of God are taken out of here, nobody here praying, nobody here worshiping, nobody here serving God. The devil is loose. Thank you, Jesus. Turn loose, hallelujah, by God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a period of time. Hallelujah. He's talking about changing the rules. Hallelujah. You ask for it, you got it. God's going to change the rules. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. During this great tribulation period. Hallelujah. The only way you're going to be able to be saved is to get your head cut off. Hallelujah. You take the mark of the beast. Thank you, Jesus. You're doomed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. People say, well, I'm going to be able to survive during this time. No way. God says you can't keep up with the horseman. How are you going to keep up with the footman? I mean, if you can't keep up with the footman, how are you going to keep up with the horseman? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, Bible says, hallelujah, paraphrasing, if you can't get saved and stay saved and act right, according to the word of God. Now, while God has made it easy for you during this dispensation of grace, how are you going to be able to do it then when the devil was turned totally loose? Hallelujah. When you're not going to be able to buy or sell or trade goods or do anything that exchanges with money or anything like that without taking the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be incredibly difficult. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So it behooves each and every one of us, hallelujah, take heed to the word of God. If you have something to do, hallelujah, some business you need to take care of, according to your salvation, today is a day of salvation. Hallelujah. For those of you who have heard, hallelujah, glory to God, God calling you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name today. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil steal your bread. Don't let the devil, hallelujah, glory to God, stop you. Hallelujah, glory to God. You need to come on down to Effectual Praise. Hallelujah. 3304 Rolling Ridge Avenue. Hallelujah. Palmdale, California. Hallelujah. I'll baptize you in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. I'll tarry with you until the Holy Ghost comes in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After you repent. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you don't repent, it ain't going to do you no good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I hope, hallelujah, glory to God, that this reaches somebody. If it reaches this one soul, heaven rejoices at one soul coming to repentance. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He loves you today. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to know he loves you today, but quit trying to change the rules, because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory be to God.